I half wondered if these were just a handful of malcontents, until I saw a poll that the trade union, the Pharmacists Defence Association, PDA, recently conducted of its members. The survey of working conditions, shared exclusively with The Guardian, is the first of its scale and kind the PDA has commissioned, and it says something deeply worrying about the profession Britons rely upon for their medicines. Open to all chemists in the PDA, whatever chain they worked for, the survey attracted 1,988 responses, of which 624 were from Boots employees, more than 1 in 10 of all its chemists. The survey suggests that morale across the profession is low, but that Boots pharmacists feel more pressured than those employed by Lloyds, Asda, and the rest. Like Tony, many routinely dispense medicines without anyone else checking their work. But their responses to two questions stand out. Asked how often commercial incentives or targets have compromised the health, safety, or well-being of patients and the public, or the professional judgment of staff, more than 60% of Boots pharmacists said that was the case half the time or more. That compares to 52% of chemists at other chains. Asked how often do you believe financial cutbacks imposed by your main employer have directly impacted upon patient safety, 56% of Boots chemists said that was true, around half or most of the time. A further 20% said it was the case all the time. Taken together, these numbers outstrip by 10 percentage points their counterparts at other chains and should cause particular alarm given Boots' position as Britain's biggest pharmacy.